The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so now we'll have a period of meditation. So please find a posture that is comfortable and upright. Perhaps gently allowing your eyes to close. And settling into the sense of the body sitting. I'm going to offer some guidance for part of the time. And then as it gets a little farther on, I'm going to read a quote. So connecting in with the simple sensations of the breath coming in and going out, maybe on the out breath, consciously softening the body, the face, the shoulders. Be on the next out breath, the belly area, sinking down a little farther into that contact with the chair or the cushion. And even softening into the arms and legs. So that we have the straightness of the spine and then the body relaxed around that. And just feeling the gentle flow of the breath in and out as a way of giving the mind and the body a focus, a home, just to settle out any movements or thinking or talking that might still be lingering in your mind and body. I'm beginning also to become aware of more of what's happening in the mind. How are you right now? Is there a dominant mood or emotion? I'm just sensing if there's anything there. Just to know, it doesn't need to change. Perhaps bringing an attitude of acceptance or even warmth just to how you are. And noticing also if there are various thoughts in the mind, something that's on your mind that is coming up, and also just including that in what you're aware of. Oh, yes, occasional thoughts. Okay. Expanding our mindfulness and awareness just to include the thinking mind also. We may begin to perceive that the shifting sensations in the body and the ongoing some kind of activity in the mind are just flowing along like a river. We might just sit on the bank and watch all the various things flowing by. That the mind may get distracted or feels unsteady with that. There's always the breath as a simple present moment experience. Just aiming to find a way that we can be at rest with the mind and body as they are now. Maybe even having a little wisdom about not allowing getting tangled up with things. Understanding that these are just the conditions in the mind. They're not me or I or mine, knowing that they continually change and flow. And there's some peace with just being with that. It's not much to do, really, or create, or try to figure out. More like just being with an unfolding process. Just for now, we can just be with that. So here is one teacher's vision of the path. As we learn to play this complex instrument of bones, flesh, nerves, impulses, thoughts, and feelings, we trace a path that weaves its way like a channel through the landscape of our experience. It is guided by an intuitive yearning for what we value most deeply. Its space is the openness we are able to tolerate within our hearts and minds. It is sustained by the networks of friendship that inspire us to keep going. The path follows the contours of our life as one day turns into the next. It is found amidst the most mundane of circumstances, as well as the most sublime. To create a path is to become intimate with the space opening up within, around, and before us. This intimacy comes from the mindful awareness of what is unfolding in our body, feelings, minds, and worlds from moment to moment. We get used to the taste, the feel, the texture of the path. It ceases to be something to which we self-consciously aspire. When we stray from it, we feel its loss as an act of self-betrayal. So this intimacy of sensing your path right now in the body, in the mind, in the unfolding of experience.